Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Arion Talent, technology and tools for your business. It's Arion.com. And Inside Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service advertising, production, and consulting group here in the Des Moines Metro, InsideCube.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour, the Tuesday edition, May 1st, as a matter of fact, and welcome to the third day of National Small Business Week. The NASDAQ composite rose today, led by gains in Apple, well ahead of the tech giant's quarterly earnings release. The tech-heavy index ended 0.9% higher as Apple climbed by 1.6%, and that was before they gave their earnings report. The S&P 500 gained 0.2%, erasing earlier losses as Apple's gains pushed the technology sector 1% higher. Meanwhile, the Dow Jones Industrial Average finished 64 points lower, regaining much of an earlier loss of more than 300 points on the trading day. And then, after the bell, Apple reported their earnings. The company beat revenue and profit expectations in its March quarter, and it sold 52.2 million iPhones. That was barely below Wall Street targets and showed some resilience as global demand for smartphones tends to wane. The company also predicted a revenue range of between $51.5 billion to $53.5 billion for the June quarter. That also is ahead of what Wall Street expected. Of the S&P 500 companies that have reported so far, 80% have posted better than expected earnings. That's according to Thomson Reuters. Merck, Pfizer, Aetna, and Archer Daniels Midland all reported stronger than forecast results, all before the bell today. Today also marked the first trading day of May, obviously, which kicks off a historically rough period for the market. The major indexes posted their first monthly gains last month. Investors are also looking to Washington as the Fed begins a two-day monetary policy meeting. Market participants are not expecting any alterations to interest rates. However, investors will be on the lookout for clues about the central bank's views on inflation and on the economy. So when the bell rang on that slip of land between Wall and Broad today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, as we said, was off by a little more than 64 points, settled in at 24,099. NASDAQ was up by 0.9, helped along a lot by Apple. That closed at 71.30. S&P 500 gained a little more than 0.2 of a point. That closed at 26.54. That's what happened today on Wall Street and why. When we come back, we're going to have a conversation with our good friend Phil K. James. He's going to be in talking about marketing for business. It is episode number 14. Got some surprises for you ahead. Stay with us. When I first saw-